You know, Yael, yesterday I was getting my teeth cleaned and I saw my dentist, Dr. Moeller, drinking a soda.
So?
Can you believe that hypocrite? Everyone knows soda rots your teeth. I mean, isn't it true that if you leave a tooth in a glass of soda for a couple of days, it will begin to soften and disintegrate?
Actually, Don, that's an urban legend. The next time your kids lose a tooth, try it for yourself and you'll see the tooth remains intact.
Really? But I thought soda was acidic.
Well, soda does contain citric and phosphoric acids, but so do plenty of other foods and beverages. Grapefruit juice, for example, is even more acidic than Coke. Usually, though, your saliva can neutralize these acids without a problem. Plus, your teeth get extra protection from their enamel coating.
So I can drink all the soda I want?
Well, I wouldn't go that far. I mean, if you nurse a soda all day long, or drink it when you're dehydrated and your mouth is dry, you might run into problems in the long term. But if your mouth is healthy, the thing you need to be concerned about isn't acid so much as sugar. You see, bacteria that live in the mouth ingest the sugar the soda leaves behind and produce acids that eventually destroy tooth enamel and lead to tooth decay.
So I was right when I said Dr. Moeller was up to no good.
Don, you seem a little bitter. Did Dr. Moeller find a cavity?
My lips are sealed, even if my tooth enamel isn't.
This moment of science came from Indiana University, with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's homes since 1979.
Today's program was prepared by Denise Brown, with help from Dominic Zero at the School of Dentistry. We'd like to have your ideas and comments. Our email is amos@indiana.edu. For a moment of science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.